Semi-detached house, Miroslav Putna, 1928.
The row of houses skirting Trnovitska Street also includes Miroslav Putna's building, whose facade, segmented by ribbon windows, originally formally merged into the neighbouring house by Hugo Foltin. The free ground floor on pillars and the roof terrace represent some other features these two houses had in common. Like most buildings on the estate, Putna's designs also reserved the ground floor for service rooms, while the main residential area was situated on the first floor. However, it was not divided into individual rooms. The division into the functional zones of the kitchen, dining room and living room, overlooking the street through the ribbon window, was only suggested by partitions. The second floor also housed children's bedrooms and bedrooms with windows looking out on the garden. The third floor consisted of a den and guest rooms with access to the roof terrace.
Miroslav Putna strove to design a functionally sophisticated structure allowing its residents to live a free life full of joyful individualism. However, like the neighboring house by Hugo Foltin, the current appearance of the building is altogether different. The open ground floor has been divided, the ribbon windows replaced with traditional ones. The roof terrace has been partly built up and the interiors adjusted to suit the inhabitants' needs.